polytheism appears, which has been with us for around 10,000 years. And finally, monotheism, which, after a brief manifestation, stays 2,500 years ago. When man discovers his relative unstable and defenseless situation, there appears a paradox that, at the same time God creates man, every man creates his own God. With this double creation, God institutes the perennial principle in time, in knowledge, in each of the virtues of a real or pretended absolute being. At the same time, man creates his God, that is, the reflex of God, or it is other gods, who will protect him or attack him in generally specific places and issues. Every human being has the image of God or of several gods inside them. God creates every human being in different ways, and every human being recreates the same God in a particular way inside them. Kant said that God did not exist, but every man invented his own particular God. Anyway, the actual thing is that Yahweh, Allah, or God are not the same for Jews, Muslims, or Christians. Every human being recreates the monotheistic divinity in their lives, and they modify this relationship along their short lives, focusing on some aspects or eliminating others. God, the gods, is the first symbol, the most important symbol for the human being. Around this God, myths are created that must be developed to bestow him, adore him, or make friends with him. For this reason, they can even offer other human beings who are going to die in order to keep the relationship between man and God. Around God, the gods, myths are created that have different purposes, but they usually explain the world and eventually the existence of God, the gods. This obliges human beings to fulfill certain tasks and not do others. Taboos that are placed in society in a different way, but they are all gods, the gods' orders, and their disobedience implies a penalty that can lead to death. We also know now, thanks to technology that can analyze the brain, that the Homo sapiens sapiens, when they get in touch with their God by different means, typical of their own cult or meditation, hymns, worship, prayers, etc., they increase their neural activity in the orientation area on the right part of the brain. The continuous fixation of that image, encouraged by constant contemplation, produces discharges to the hypothalamus by means of the limbic system, triggering the excitement of the structure, generating a soft and pleasant state of excitement. When this contemplation is stronger, the flow of these discharges grows in intensity until the excitement function of the hypothalamus reaches its maximum level. This process that has been possible thanks to today's technology allows us to admit that there is a part of the human being that responds to the existence of God, distinctive of the human being, and that also lets us explain man's mystic activities. Symbols, myths, rites, taboos, and a specific place that has its own activity when we are talking about God or the gods make up the first universe of the religious man. What is sacred? Sacred is a term that comes from the Indo-European word sac, and from this the Latin word sacer and sacratus, that which is sacred. The term we are going to use to mean the opposite universe is what is profane, that is closely related to the Indo-European word des. From this Indo-European term, we have some religious names such as deus, festum, and fanum. In this evolution, the temple, fanum, defines the profanum, that is to say, what is in front of the temple, outside the temple, that which is profane. A man's life is wrapped up by what